The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. When we think of animal weapons, antlers, tusks, horns, and spurs, we usually think of fights between males. And the study of animal weapon evolution has indeed mostly focused on males, particularly on their winning the right to reproduce, called sexual selection. But females deploy lethal weaponry too. Theirs just arose from different evolutionary pressures, by competition over ecological resources, food, breeding, and nesting sites, and by the need to protect offspring. Female weapons are rarely due to sexual selection. Of course, weapons can be indirectly used to access mates. Two females of the same species could compete with each other to access food that they then use to attract mates and produce offspring. But winning mates is rarely the primary evolutionary driver for weaponry in females. Females rarely evolve elaborate weapons because they have the burden of producing eggs, an energy-intensive process. Besides requiring resources to develop, they're conspicuous to predators and provocative to same-species rivals. Males can usually afford the expense because sperm are relatively cheap to make.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.